いかハイドログローモノビアテキラ Yeah こんな感じそれが肝心俺らがピースの倍にハイになるまでハイに楽しみなみんなでハイにハイに明日さってのことはほっとけ頭ん中からにして踊っとけガンガン上がる温度計カウンタウンゼロクレルボン飲んどけ Hey yo もっともっと盛り上がれて、響かせろこの中でね
Hi, I'm George Takei, and you're listening to CJLO Radio, Oh My!
For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mushtaed. Since the beginning of October last year, a squad composed of 30 dogs has been roaming around Montreal Trudeau Airport to offer moments of comfort to travelers. According to the airport, it is an initiative that has been highly appreciated by passengers who are more nervous or anxious in an airport environment. Recently, the Humane Society International Canada, or HSI Canada, one of the world's largest animal protection organizations, has awarded Montreal Trudeau Airport an honorary plaque in recognition of this initiative, which according to the organization highlights and promotes the social benefits offered by pets. HSI announced that this program underscores the special connection between humans and dogs, while reminding us that pets are full members of the community. Quebec public school teachers and school principals will be prohibited from wearing religious symbols such as the hijab or kippah under a bill likely to be tabled on March 28 in the provincial legislature. According to CBC News, the long-awaited legislation from the CAQ government will extend the limitation on religious clothing further than initially expected. Montreal La Presse reported last week that the legislation expected will invoke the notwithstanding clause preemptively, blocking any attempt to challenge the law on charter grounds. Meanwhile, opposition to the Quebec government's secularism bill is increasing. A major teachers' federation recently filed a lawsuit against the government's attempts to count the number of teachers who wear religious symbols. A Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8 on its way to storage was forced to make an emergency landing shortly after departing Orlando, Florida on March 26. According to airline officials, Southwest Flight 8701 took off from Orlando International Airport at 2:50 p.m. and returned to the airport about 10 minutes later after pilots reported an engine problem. After two crashes involving 346 fatalities in less than 6 months, all Boeing 737 MAX aircraft have been grounded by the Federal Aviation Administration and are only allowed to fly in special circumstances, such as being transferred. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
This is...
Hello. Productions Redefic presents the 13th edition of the City Dogs and
everybody.
Music.
Hello, everybody. This is Adine.
And this is your tigress, Christina.
So nice to meet you guys. We are the hosts of the new show, Sparkling Introspection. And we're just here to say hello and talk about what our show's all about. So, without further ado, let's introduce Sparkling Introspection!
Yay!
Woo! Woo, 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 this woo, is Sparkling woo. Introspection on CJLO 1690 AM. So, today's our first show. I'm really excited. I'm really nervous.
So am I. Yeah. I'm feeling a little jittery.
Yeah, I'm feeling really, really nervous. I didn't think I'd be feeling nervous, but you know what? It is what it is. If we're a little rough, if we're not doing great, you know what?
Please bear with us.
Yeah, please bear with us. It is okay. So before you decide to love us and dedicate the next hour listening to our voices, we want to tell you a little bit about Sparkling Introspection and... what our show's about. So, Christina, do you want to talk about how we kind of came up with this idea and why we're doing this?
Sure. You know, we really like to go out for cocktails, like expensive cocktails at expensive looking bars. And we just like, you know how girls like to talk and talk and talk for hours? That's exactly what we do. But like, we're so funny and cool, and we like to like share our deepest thoughts with each other. We're just so open. So we thought, why don't we just make a show about all our deepest, darkest, most amazing, most twisted thoughts.
Well, why not? I mean, I won't be sharing my most twisted thoughts.
I think those are great. Well, you know, our most interesting and quite, how would we say it? How would we?
Juicy. We will be talking about juicy stuff. And first and foremost, our show is really going to be dealing with things that women are concerned about, women want to know about, they're confused about, or they're intrigued about. And really, I think there needs to be more space, more airtime dedicated to women just saying what they want, talking about what they want. And I'm not promising that our show is going to be like hard-hitting news every time. Sometimes it's going to be real funny. Sometimes it's going to be really serious. Mm-hmm. And when we do discuss things that are quite serious, I will make sure to give a trigger warning just so our listeners aren't caught off guard. I think our idea of coming up with this show has been long time coming.
Long time.
I mean, we've been friends for a while, and I think we've always talked about this as soon as like the second cocktail hits us.
Oh, or the third.
I never make it to third round. I'm stuck at second round always.
Yeah, I would. She's such a slow drinker. Like, I'd be at my maybe fourth cocktail while she's still working on her second.
Yeah, I'm...
Girl, you got to get on my level.
Okay, but the problem with that is when I don't know alcohol as well as Christina does. So when I order things, I like to read the things, but I don't know half the alcohols that's written there. Like, I don't know what the difference between vermouth or whatever it's called and gin is. So I just order, all I know is tequila and vodka. I know I'm so basic. And I just order something that is fruity and looks nice. And then it always comes out to be really strong and really nasty. And
then she gives it to me.
No, I never give it to you. I'm too stingy. I finish it. It's like $15 for the expensive cocktail. Yeah. So I force myself to drink it. And that's why I drink so slowly. And by the time we get to the third cocktail, I am out.
Yeah. It's that's really, so true.
It's really, it's really, really, really sad.
But really fun and...
Yeah.
Oh, we just always have a good time. And
yeah, I think we really do have to have a good time. And I think as you guys tune into our show, you guys hopefully will have the same type of fun with us, and we can share a nice journey where we, you know, talk about things that are, you know, sometimes annoying.
Yeah,
that matter to us, and necessarily there aren't the best or funnest topics, but they need to be said out loud. And I always say there is such a power in sharing stories. Sometimes I feel so insecure about certain things that I'm going through, but the fact that knowing that someone else is experiencing the same thing, it always puts my mind at ease.
It's so reassuring, right? Yeah. And like you said, empowering.
Yeah, I totally feel that way. It just, it's so powering and empowering, and I feel great. I'm so sorry, just like little, you know, a teaser. I'm sorry if I stutter. When I get really nervous, I start to stutter, and I have like...
Honey, dragons never stutter. A golden dragon never stutters.
That is true. I just breathe fire. But I don't want to set the station on fire. But anyways, we are so off topic. Today, as our first show, through our stutters and hiccups, we have prepared a topic, and I think you will like this topic a lot. Today's topic is... Drum roll.
Let's say it together. Fantasies.
And dreams. I'm so sorry you had to hear that. So we will be discussing, just delving into fantasies and dreams. And it's not just like, we will be talking about like sexual fantasies and all that stuff, daydreaming. But we have certain things that we want to go into. Mm-hmm. Before we get into that, I really want to play a song for y'all to get you into the mood, you know, get you feeling some type of way, get you feeling the fantasy. Yeah. So we're going to play you Stand By Your Man. It's a cover by Carla Bruni, and it's just a romantic song. Good for a rainy day like Zuzi.
Sometimes it's hard to to be a woman, giving all your love to just one man. You have the bad times, and here I have the good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. And if you love him, oh, be proud of him, 'cause after all, he's just a man. Stand by your man, give him two arms to cling to, and something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely. Stand by your man and show giving all the love you can. Stand by your man. Stand by your man and show the world you love him. Keep giving.
Right, that was Stand By Your Man by Carla Bruni, and that was a cover by Carla. It was originally sung by Tammy Wynette. It's a very romantic song. I mean, it promotes
heterosexual love, our fantasy.
I mean, yeah, it promotes heterosexual love, but I think the feels was right. I think that's why we really want to give you that song. All right, let's just get into it. So, as we mentioned, you're listening to Sparkling Introspection on CJLO 1690 AM. It is 10:13 PM. Anyways, that was awkward. So, the first thing, let's talk about fantasies and dreams. What are your views on fantasies and dreams, and how often do you find yourself daydreaming?
I love dreaming. I dream 24/7. Like, my mind is like constantly on dream mode. I love it. I think it's the best thing that you can do. It's the best form of escape. It's like a vacation. You know? Yeah, you don't even need to go to the spa. Just daydream.
I mean, it's free to dream, right? So I think that's the best thing about it. Yeah, and that's so true. I love fantasies and daydreaming. And I'm going to sound so typical, but I'm so into horoscopes and astrology.
Oh, God.
And I'm a Pisces, and Pisces and water signs are known to be obsessed with daydreaming. And I definitely spent so much of my time in university not paying attention in class, but just daydreaming about useless things. Honestly, just I daydream about going home and taking off my clothes and just like rolling around on the ground and swimming in chips or, you know, that kind of things.
Do you have daydreams about water, like about swimming in a pool or in the ocean?
Yeah, I mean, on the daily, my ideal time would just be me in the ocean or in a pool, just floating, looking up at the sky, and the sun is just tanning my face, and then I get out of the water, and my hair is just wet and salty, and I down a nice pina colada.
I have the same kind of fantasies. I think I'm a long lost Pisces because I'm Virgo. I'm an earth sign. But I have Pisces fantasy. Yeah, water is like, water's life. Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
So before we talk about like the deeper stuff about, you know, fantasies and dreams and so forth, we're going to play a short little ad break. So we'll be right back.
Productions MIDEF FIC presents the 13th edition of the Cité d'Or de la Musique du Monde. The one and only Cité d'Or Musical Honors invites you to discover 36 of the best world music groups throughout this unique showcase. Come and vote for your favorite artists and enjoy free concerts every Tuesday and Wednesdays at Club Balatu until April 18th. The Cité d'Or, the People's Choice Award that brings the world together. For more information, visit www.citydeor.com.
Do you like to talk about current events? Do you like to talk about feminism? Do you like to hear about different ideas? Do you also like jazz music, by any chance? Then I think you might like Jazz and Juice, Saturdays at midnight on CJLO, 1690 AM.
All right, and we are back. So before the break, we were just talking about some of our daydreams and fantasies and what we think of them. And it's pretty clear that we are both obsessed with daydreaming and fantasies. So let's talk about some specific daydreams that you have. I know when people think of fantasies and dreams, they often associate it with like sexual fantasies or sleeping and the dreams that you have there.
Mm-hmm.
But can you elaborate on some of the fantasies and dreams that you have?
I find most of my fantasies are sexual.
Of course it is.
For sure. Like, I would see a guy on the subway, on the metro.
Scary.
And just think about, like, how life would be with him. What kind of man is he? Like, how is he going to treat me? And what kind of, how are our children going to look like? And I would just go on and on and on and elaborate on our life together.
Yeah.
Our sex life.
Sure. Yeah.
Financial life and every aspect. Yeah, I can go really deep into that.
And then I
like sort of have to throw water on my face and realize that, okay, he's just a stranger that you saw on the bus making his way home. Get over it.
Yeah, I think I heard a lot of people talk about this kind of romantic type of daydream that they have. When they see someone that they like, they start imagining their life with them or what it'd be like. For me, if we're talking about romantic dreams and fantasies, I go beyond the step of just dreaming or fantasizing about how life would be like or how many cars we would have, like, because I don't really care about those type of things, but I like fantasize about like what their hair would feel like in the rain or how we would get off work and we'd get like a beer and then we'd walk in the rain. Okay, all my fantasies have to do with rain. I'm from Vancouver, that's why. But or like swimming, or like I fantasize about how, you know, we just like do normal stuff, or, you know, the first time we argue, oh my God, that's such a...
Oh yeah, like the,
oh my God,
when the honeymoon phase is over.
Yeah, like
and
the
reality
first fight,
kicks in. Oh, yeah.
I love fantasizing about the first fight. And sometimes I even just like go in front of my mirror and I have an argument with myself.
Oh my, those are also my fantasies, arguments. What I should have said in the argument, how I should have ended it.
I know,
right? You know, maybe I should have stood up for myself more or been more aggressive. That's my problem. I'm just not aggressive enough.
Yeah.
You know, and I always realize that in hindsight.
Yeah.
Always.
I mean, I think for me, when I fantasize or dream about, I don't think it's dreaming about an argument. If I'm having an argument in real life, I rarely need to do that. Mostly, sometimes I do planning. I mean, that makes me sound super crazy, but Yeah, I rarely have regrets about arguments that I have. I rarely get into arguments. And when I do, I really believe in passive aggressiveness and the silent treatment. And also, I have a very viperous tongue. So if I need to end someone, I will do it with no hesitation.
Please do it. Well, when it's deserved.
I mean, right? just last week, me and Christina got into an argument, right? No, it wasn't an argument. It was very, like, Erdin type of argument.
It was petty.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't petty, okay? Basically, we were supposed to go out together, but Christina really likes doing nighttime activities, and I don't like doing nighttime activities.
Anymore. I feel like you used to like that, but now
but
you don't.
Like a year and a half ago, life's changed.
Yeah.
Anyways, we had a little petty argument because we just couldn't agree on a time, and Christina came over to my house really late, and I was like, oh my God, I don't want to go out now.
She's like, and your then, makeup is not even done?
Because I told her to do her makeup. Okay, but anyways, we are so off topic. But anyways, speaking about daydreaming and all this stuff, I was reading an article on New York Times, and it's actually really an old article. It was published in 1996, and the article focuses on benefits of fantasizing a daydreaming. And so the journalist interviewed this really well-known psychiatrist who wrote a book about fantasies and such. And the expert, interestingly, said daydreams can be very soothing, self-soothing, and there are lots of benefits to daydreaming for kids. So apparently for young kids, it's really important and necessary part of the way they relate to and absorb life. And I think that's really great because when we're younger, we don't really know a lot, I guess. I mean, maybe I was just a stupid child, but having your own like brain to create worlds and like dream of a life that you would love to have, I think is such a cool way for kids to grow up. But she did say that as kids do grow older, they start to learn how to rationalize and they learn reason. So they tend to lose a little bit of the magic of fantasizing. So I think, like, for me, I see no problem with daydreaming.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah.
I feel like we should just continue to be children. Continue to think, not think like a child, but fantasize like a child fantasizes.
I mean, I think it's also about having freedom to live out your fantasies. And I know in our everyday, day-to-day life, we have a lot of responsibilities. And realistically speaking, we can't always live in our fantasies and daydreams. But I do find myself, whenever my life is in shambles or I'm going through something really hard, I find myself daydreaming and like making up worlds and like stories to make myself feel better. And in that aspect, fantasizing and daydreaming is almost like my way of doing self-care for myself and also Epsom salt bath. But the combination of the two is amazing. Fantasizing in an Epsom salt bath, oh my God.
Oh, that must
pure
be magic.
Bliss. I recommend to every single person out here, y'all need to try that. Your muscles are relaxed.
I'm going to try that tonight.
Yeah, go home and do it. I usually take baths on Sunday nights after I clean my house. So an interesting thing I read about in the article was that they mentioned that some people actually feel guilty about daydreaming.
Why?
And having fantasies.
That's the best thing you can do. You know, it also intensifies your imagination. So you get better ideas in the real world. You could think more outside the box. It's a type of education, I feel.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting when because I always saw the benefits of fantasizing, but reading this article is very interesting to find out why people feel guilty. And I just want to read out a quote from this article. And it says, quote, One reason why people feel guilty is that we live in a culture that is so committed to rationality that we tend to downgrade anything that is non-scientific. That is combined with the long-standing work ethic to be productive, and time spent daydreaming is not viewed as productive. It can be considered shrinking. We're not getting something visibly done when we daydream, end quote. I mean, it makes sense what the psychiatrist is saying, and I get it. And I know that in our society, there's such a pressure to be productive all the time. But I guess my thing is, when I daydream, I don't necessarily feel like I'm not being productive. I'm doing something for myself, and my fantasies and dreams could potentially lead into becoming an actual, you know, visible project that I'm working on. You know, like we said, sparkling introspection was something that we dreamt about.
We were basically fantasizing about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what do you think about what this quote is saying, that there's such a like a long-standing work ethic to be productive and combined with rationality?
I think that in order to be productive and rational, in quote, whatever that means, you have to be able to clear your mind.
Yeah.
Right? And fantasizing, entering this realm of fantasy helps you do that, so that you can then be even more productive than you were before, like yesterday, right? So I feel like, and like you said, it also, it could birth maybe a new project or a new idea.
Yeah, and I think also just something that my friends and I have really just, and myself have been really discovering and wanting to, you know, get more deeper into it, is the idea of constantly being productive. And I think sometimes that's really harmful because it almost has the effect of making you feel valuable based on how productive you are. And I find that to be a really problematic way of thinking.
Yeah.
I never want my value to be based on how successful I am
or how much money you have. Like when you say productive, I think of money.
Yeah, and I think it's also like an ode to the fact that we live in such a capitalist society. Obviously, we can't always blame everything on our surroundings, our environment. There is something that we have to take on ourselves as
definitely
well. But yeah, it's really interesting that people actually feel guilty about daydreaming. But obviously, like if you're spending all your time daydreaming and not doing anything and just living in that world, although that world can be really tempting, you obviously have to like go on with your life. And I think for me, finding a good balance in that is good, because everything,
yeah, that's ideal,
in excess is bad, you know?
Yeah.
But I think daydreaming is a really good way to develop. Should I say develop? Yeah. Develop your brain.
Develop and also just think like in a different way, not so robotic all the time, or not so, you know, serious. Like you don't always have to be serious and doing something. It's okay to do nothing.
Yeah, and that's
right?
That's something
you shouldn't feel ashamed about that.
Yeah, and that's something that's so important that I think especially young people, I mean, older people too, that we need to realize is that we are always chasing happiness. We're always chasing success.
But what is happiness? Happiness is so relative.
Productivity. But we often forget that it's okay to take care of yourself. It's okay to just relax. And relaxing shouldn't be, you know, something that is...
It shouldn't only be done when you go down south.
Yeah. And
when you, you know... change environment.
Also, I find it really problematic when people like work like crazy for, I don't know, 360 days or 360 days, and then they take a 5-day vacation and go to, I don't know, Cuba or Mexico, and then they go there and they just like drink alcohol and then they sunbathe and then they come back and they go back into their routine. Because I find that, first of all, that's so, that's like, again, you're equaling happiness with money and what money mm-hmm. can buy. And you're saying, I have to work hard in order to deserve a
afford
relaxation.
This vacation.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't think, I mean, obviously, our views are our views, and other people, I'm sure, have many different opinions. But I just think it's time for us people to take a time to daydream. And for me, like, my mom really loves to meditate. She meditates every day at, like, I don't know, 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. She meditates and then she goes to bed because, you know, lady needs to sleep. But she's been doing it for over 20 years. And I never got into meditating that much. Maybe as I get older, I will. But for me, daydreaming is almost my way of meditating.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, it's my way of giving back to myself, you know?
Same here.
Yeah, and also I think one more thing about why daydreaming and fantasies are so soothing is because it kind of gives us the power back.
Yeah, you know? it like regenerates us. It's, you know, it charges the battery.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I think we should daydream as often as we eat or as often as, you know. It should be something we do every day. Like, you eat every day, you sleep, you think, you work, you daydream.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I definitely feel like I daydream more than regular people and also more than I eat. Because when I'm working, it sounds so bad. I sometimes only eat one meal a day. But I always find times and places to daydream. Like, one, oh my god, the ideal time to daydream, the ideal time when my fantasies really bloom is, okay, are you ready for this?
Yes.
I'm just gonna tell you. Okay, it's so beautiful.
Give it to me.
So, okay. I'm on a bus, okay, and I'm sitting on one of those single chairs, and the bus is moving really nice. And maybe it's spring or fall, it doesn't matter. And there's rain, and it's not really hot outside. It's not cold outside. And you're just riding on the bus, and the music is just the right type of shuffle. And the music is so important. I almost never leave. I'm literally, when I wake up, the first thing I do is put on my headphones. The last thing I do is listen to a podcast to fall asleep. So for me, that's a really important part of making my fantasies and daydreams come to life. But yeah, like, it's raining, I'm on the bus, and there's not a lot of people on the bus, and I have my arm out the window, I'm listening to music, and my brain's just churning images after images, and I'm just, oh my goodness, I'm creating a fantasy world.
Oh, that is like paradise. And it's, you know, it's funny that you say that, because most of the time when I daydream, it's on either a bus or a plane or a car. It's always on some type of mode of transportation.
Yeah, and I think I don't know why. Helps.
Motion helps. And when there's bumps and stuff, I love it.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I feel the
same. It's great, especially here in Montreal. So many potholes.
Yeah, I don't like daydreaming in Montreal so much. But I do like riding the 24 bus or 356. Don't stalk me. along Sherbrooke. And it's just
Sherbrooke is such a
magical
street.
Time. And I love how Sherbrooke is such a long street. And if you take the 24 or 356, they're such long routes. You can really just sit there and just have such a time to yourself.
Play out your fantasies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel the
for
same.
For sure. Well, even the shuttle bus. It's like a 20-25 minute ride.
It's disgusting.
I love it.
The shuttle
I love when it's empty.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm sure at this time, around 10:30, 11, there's a few people in there.
Yeah.
So you have, like, you can just spread your legs, relax.
Man spread.
Fantasy, fantasy, fantasy.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've talked a lot. We're going to take a little break and play a nice little song. This is from Apex Twin, and the song is called Avril 14th.
Welcome back. You're listening to Sparkling Introspection on CJLO 1690 AM. It's 10:37 PM here in Montreal.
Yeah, well, 10:36, I guess. Sorry.
Okay. 10:36.
Sorry. Okay, so that was Aapex Twin. Avril 14th was the song. And I hope that kind of gave you the vibes. Did it give you the vibes, Christina?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Very dreamy, lightheaded, nice fantasy vibes.
Yeah, I definitely felt really relaxed. I mean, it was a very short song, but I think it's
very
nice to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very ASMR.
Yeah.
I love ASMR.
Oh my God, me too. We're definitely going to have an episode dedicated to ASMR, so tune in, y'all, because it's going to be amazing, shmazing.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
You love ASMR.
I love ASMR. I like the back tickling videos.
Oh, really?
Those put me right to sleep.
Oh, I exclusively watch food ASMRs.
And yeah. Also sounds like nails.
Shall
on
we
the
do
counter.
A little ASMR here?
Yes. These are my, you're listening to my fake nails.
On CJLO 1690 AM. ASMR. Okay. Anyways, let's get back into it. Today we are discussing fantasies and dreams. If you are just tuning in, I am Erdine and
I'm Christina.
And we are talking about good fun stuff. So the major thing that people think of when they hear the word fantasizing is related to sexual fantasies. Is that just me? When I heard the word fantasy, I was like, sexual. And dreaming more, you know.
Not necessarily. It could be any type of fantasy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah, but
that's like the umbrella term.
Yeah.
And then there's so many types.
It's definitely just me then. That's exactly what I thought. I was just like,
you bad
sexual
girl.
Sexual fantasies. Yeah.
Bad bitch.
That's the first time I've been described that way. I've been described as a prude. But anyways, TMI. So, I'm going back to this. I'm referring back to this article that we were reading on the New York Post. And it's an article on fantasies. And this journalist interviewed a well-known psychiatrist on fantasies and like how it affects us, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the things that the psychiatrist discussed was sexual fantasies and the differences between sexual fantasies men and women have. I mean, from what they were saying, it is very different what kind of fantasies that men and women have. But I think, I mean, this article is also from, you know, 1996.
Well, a sexual fantasy will always be a sexual fantasy, right?
Yeah. So, but basically what they were saying, this lady was saying, let me just read it to you quote by quote. Quote, there are significant differences in sexual fantasies because men and women have different sexual feelings, needs, and sometimes views. But fantasies based on gender are not just what you want to do in bed. Females are more likely to have fantasies involving body parts. Universal feelings like anger and love may be expressed using body imagery in a way a man can't.
Hmm.
End quote. I mean, I guess that makes sense.
So from my understanding, men are more physical. And women are more, I guess, emotional about their sexual fantasies, or?
I mean, I think that's the very surface level cliche type of understanding about the differences. I do think women, maybe it's not that they differ. I think maybe women just haven't had the avenue to express their fantasies, and you know, they just didn't get a chance to be, you know, a little freaky about that kind of stuff, you know, because society does put a lot of taboo and shame on women for discussing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like we're automatically viewed as promiscuous or like dirty if we're too sexual or too physical. It's like, oh, she's
yeah, and it's also just like girl. Even not about being physical. When you are opinionated and when you do talk about things like sexual stuff, and there's like the age old thing about like how there's the double standard about if a guy sleeps around, etc., he goes around
he's
and
the
he's
man.
A champion, he's the man, yeah. Versus when a woman does that, they're viewed as a slut, sorry
oh,
about
that's
that.
True.
Yeah, and then, you know, I mean, those kind of things. And I think that double standard still exists today, and it is so frustrating. And when I was reading this article on, like, how they differ, I mean, I guess if this person is really talking about, like, the psychiatric differences, I'm going to leave that science stuff to her. But I think it's just women haven't always had the
yeah, they haven't been heard about things like these.
Yeah.
I think men and women have the same type of sexual fantasies.
Yeah, I think so.
But it's just men are more outspoken about the physical aspect
yeah.
than women are. 100%. And that's pretty sad, right?
I mean, it's sad, but it's just a small fragment of how women are kind of treated and viewed in society, I guess.
Yeah.
Because
it's a small fragment, but still very, I think it also has an effect on how women are being viewed and how women are being treated.
And I think it's also a way of, and
like if she expresses herself too sexually or too much, if she wears like minimal clothing and is always talking about sex and her sexual experiences, she's dirty or she's not, like, women are supposed to be proper, but also at the same time, we're objects.
But I think that all relates to how society wants women to be. They want us to be an object,
but at the same time,
they create
yeah.
the image for. And that image is whatever that man at the time wants the woman to be, whether they want something like pure and proper or whatever, or someone who's like more outgoing. And yeah, I think it's just like the
it's very controlling.
Yeah, I think women are mostly controlled. And I think that's why the sexual fantasies of men and women apparently differ, because I just think
But I just find it unfair that where women are so sexualized, but we cannot be outspoken on our sexual fantasies and
yeah.
be seen as real sexual beings.
Yeah.
That's a huge contradiction. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It bothers me. And I experience it time and time again with the guys that I see. Ugh.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It's just, it's annoying.
Yeah.
That's also been on my mind.
Yeah. That's always on my mind. So we're gonna be back after a short ad break and we'll continue the conversation. Yay!
Les concerts Nuit d'Afrique à l'année présentent Fatoumata Diawara, nominée aux Grammy Awards et aux Victoires de la musique pour son nouvel album Fenfo. Cette irrésistible chanteuse malienne sera au concert le 2 avril au Théâtre Le National. Plus d'informations sur productionnuitdafrique.com.
Isn't laughing fun? Here at What's Funny, Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m., if you like comedy, talking about comedy, or talking about people who talk about comedy, then this show's for you.
What's the deal with
What's Funny? Thanks, personal friend of mine, Jerry Seinfeld. We've got comedians, we've got people who just happen to be funny, and we've got me, your host, Steven. So tune in every Wednesday from 5 to 6 here on CJLO 1690.
Hello, we are back. Sorry about that. I clicked the wrong thing. You are listening to Sparkling Introspection on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm Erdine, the gorgeous superstar diva.
And I am the golden tigress, Christina.
Yeah. So before the break, we were talking about sexual fantasies and how it differs between men and women. And basically, we resolved that women aren't just given spaces and the respect to talk about their sexual fantasies. Now, another thing that I found interesting in the same article, I really loved this article, was how our sexual and other fantasies are so largely based on fiction. And that could be something that we see in the media. You know, like, you see typical things in movies, like these, like, little preteen boys who are stealing porn magazines or, like, Playboy and just, like, fantasizing about these, like, beach babes with blonde hair and big boobs. And, yeah, it's our fantasies kind of just, like, grow from there. And, you know, the narrative is given to us. And that's kind of what we feared in. And I think before the show, me and Christina were talking about our fantasies, and something that you were mentioning to me about, was about how when you see someone, you fantasize about, you know, like getting married to them, imagining your life, and like becoming a big CEO, overlooking the whole city in a penthouse. Yep.
That's my fantasy.
Where do you think that comes from?
It comes from films and just life, right?
I mean, how did you think about becoming a CEO? Like, where is the correlation between being a CEO and having a penthouse office that overlooks the city, or like getting married, starting family, and like how your family would look like? Where do you think the root of it is?
I feel like society makes you believe that if you work hard, if you have a really high paying job in a high position somewhere, that you've made it.
Yeah.
You're on top of the world, you know, penthouse suite on the 90th floor. Well, I'm exaggerating, but like 40th floor of a building. That's it, man. You're on top of the world. You're ruling the world. Yeah. You're accomplished.
Yeah. You know? And I think this is...
But honestly, I would want that life. But it doesn't mean that it's going to make me happy, but I would like to have, you know, a nice living space and overlook the city. Why not?
Why?
Because it would be just like physically being there would be nice. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of it is, I mean, I like have similar dreams or like, I would love to live in a penthouse and like have a pool of my own. And I think it's because we grow up in such a society where the cis hetero capitalist narrative is fed into us and pushed into us through all the media and all the books. And like, for example, if you look at 50 Shades of Grey, that's a really big fantasy turned into a career, I guess. Mm-hmm. And the lady who wrote that, her characters are a rich white man who's like Christina's dream, is a CEO with a big ass office in the penthouse, and he's a little kinky, and he falls in love with another like middle class white woman, and then they basically just jet around. So when people listen, like watch these movies, and it became a huge hit. I mean, whether you love it or hate it, you went to see it in the theaters. You were intrigued by it. Most people probably read the books. I mean, it was bad, but I think it just feeds into the narrative that fantasies are a certain way, and it just becomes another layer in which media kind of just keeps on
feeding us these cookie cutter lives.
Yeah, and it's like, it's for me, being a woman of color, it's just so frustrating that I never get to see, you know, like fantasies or things that are related to experiences of people of color. I mean, I would love to see, you know, people of like an Asian person or like a black person. I mean, actually, no, I think there was.
There are movies.
There are movies, but usually they're not like mainstream.
No.
You know?
There is one movie that I watched. It's called The Housemaid. It's a Korean movie.
Yeah.
And it's about this really rich Korean family where the husband cheats on the wife with the housemaid.
Yeah.
But then the housemaid ends up like killing herself because she gets pregnant and the family hates her and they want to kill her. So she hangs herself in front of their entire family, like the child, and it was very, very tragic.
Very vivid.
Very vivid. But this man was extremely rich. Like, he had it all.
And I think it's also like, okay, so that's an Asian movie. It's a Korean movie, and it was really popular in Korea. And the thing is, obviously, if you're from that country, you're going to watch. We have like Bollywood, like K-pop, you know. Like, I'm Mongolian, so we have like Mongolian music and movies that are popular. But it's there. But Hollywood and American society is so prevalent all around the world. It's something that we all kind of look towards and, you know, we focus on. So I think it's just really unfair that, especially America and Canada, North America being a country that is based on, rooted in such a multicultural people, it's just really unfortunate that just this one narrative is always pushed on us. And especially just like thinking about the American dream. What is the American dream? You know, two kids, blonde hair, blue-eyed, mom and dad, eating Wonder Bread, living in like a little house.
Eating Wonder
Bread. You know, eating meatloaf for dinner. That is the American dream, having a good job. But that's not necessarily the dream that we should be feeding into. And I think it becomes really harmful when
but
we just have
But it's become so deeply rooted in our society that it's hard to ignore.
Yeah, and it is hard to ignore because even when we share our fantasies, you can see how subconsciously we fed into that.
That very North American fantasy.
Exactly. Sure. And even in like the Korean context, I know they really love having that like rich family meets like poor girl.
Well, that movie is really a reflection of the American mindset.
That's because Korea has had such a like, they were so hugely influenced by America because they're the ones who, I guess, like, helped free Korea from Japan's grasp before World War II and after World War II. So now there's such a huge presence of America and American culture in Korea. And I think that's why they kind of have that. And I think,
So it's not only fictional, it's historical, too.
Oh, yeah, I think it's
historical.
There's
a huge influence. Historically, on the way we think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It even goes down to the way we daydream.
Yeah, and
how powerful is that?
Yeah, and like if you even think about like how America has this like sick obsession with going into these countries and creating war and thinking that, you know, these countries need America to come and save them. Otherwise, they'll just die because they're not educated. They're just not great enough. It relates back to how, you know, the history of America and how Americans think of themselves. And, you know, it also speaks to how, like, England thinks of themselves, too. It's like that rescuer.
Oh, yes,
kind of
the
thing,
royal,
you know?
The idea of having kings and queens and one person to rule everybody.
Well, no, like, have the idea of, like, being a rescuer. You know how, like, America, like, swoops into, like, let's say, Syria.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Or, like, Iraq. And, oh, we'll save you from that bad person who's, like, a tyrant in your country, you know. And, like, it's, like, also, like, how Britain acted when they, like, colonized these countries. Like, we're educating them. We're giving them life because they were so bad before we came and destroyed their lives. It's that, like, rescuer kind of thing. And I think
But there's also that pyramid scheme where, like, you have very few people ruling the entire population. So the very rich are at the top, and there's that 1% of them, and everybody else is either middle class or on the poverty line. And our fantasies really feed on that too, I find. Like, we look up to the tip of the pyramid as an ideal, as a...
Because, you know, life's too hard on the bottom.
Yeah, it's super hard on the bottom. But on the top, wow, it looks like paradise.
Yeah.
So our fantasies always move up to that place at the top.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think there's so much. Fantasies are great, but now I feel really depressed talking about the bad capitalist world that we live in and all the annoying things that we actually have to go through. It's so sad, isn't it? But you know what?
It'd be like that.
It'd really be like that. We only have 4 minutes left before we go off air. We just We really want to thank everybody who may or may not be listening to us for tuning in and bearing with us. I know things were a little rough today. As we get more experienced, hopefully our shows and the transitions will be more smoother and we can bring more fun topics. And just the main thing is I really hope that you guys had fun listening to us and you guys would, you know, thank you for dedicating
that
1 hour.
And that it gets you to reflect yourselves on fantasies and how crucial they are to our daily lives.
Yeah, right? Fantasize away. Daydream away.
Daydream every day. Wake up, daydream. Go to bed or go to work, daydream. Eat, daydream. Right? Take the bus, daydream. Make it a habit. Okay?
Poop and daydream.
Poop and daydream. Woo!
That sounds so bad.
Yes.
We actually do have an opening song that we were supposed to play at the top of our show, but we were so scrambled and we were so nervous, we forgot to play it. But from next show on, we'll be playing Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 from the top of the hour right after the news. But we'll play it to close the show too. But don't go away because our DJ Kelly will be right with you, bringing you some fresh tunes. Right, yes, I want to get that right. Fresh tunes starting at 11 p.m. going on until midnight. So don't go away, and Christina and I will see you next Tuesday.
Next week. Have a sparkling day. Or night.
Night. a sparkling dream. So here is Dolly Parton, 9 to 5. A powerful woman. Boom. Good night.
Yes. Good night.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. In the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5. For certain. Shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working out.